Welcome to Aware. We are dedicated to communicating information that inspires your positive growth and change. Are you interested in a peaceful planet? Are you interested in optimal health? Are you living with purpose? Are you enjoying your life? We realize each person can make a difference, and our mission is to empower your awareness. The choices that you make in every moment shape your life, and we encourage you to realize that you have your own answers and to always listen to your own truth. We invite you to stay aware.
Call, and I'm very, very excited about today's call. So all of you, if you want to take a look at the website to go to for your audience hub, your home there, it's theawareshow.com/look. theawareshow.com/look. Because what we're looking at today is abundance. And I am very excited because joining me today is an EFT master who has, it's a meridian tapping technique, it's a clearing technique. We're talking today about, this is a working session that we're going to be doing today because Carol Look is joining me. It's emotional freedom technique is what EFT stands for. But we're talking about attracting abundance into our lives today using EFT. And this could be in anything that you want to do to build prosperity consciousness. And one of the things that I love about Carol, and one of the reasons that I find her, she is a master in EFT, but so good, is the words and the phrases that she uses. She literally is she has her doctoral degree in clinical hypnotherapy, but that really helps so much with what it is that she's doing in terms of teaching, and it's all fun too. So welcome to the show, Carol. Thanks for joining me.
Hi, Lisa. It's a pleasure to be here.
It's great to have you with me. I was just reading recently your bio. I forgot that you had a doctorate in clinical hypnotherapy.
Mm-hmm.
Hypnotherapy. That's what makes you so unique.
And a master's degree in regular, plain old psychotherapy.
Ah, that too.
And then 16 years of doing the tapping, so you get a lot of practice over the years.
That's why you're called the master. Well, if we're going to learn about, most of the people who are out there teaching tapping learned it from Carol or in some way came from her techniques, because you are what you call a master teacher and have used it, and I don't think there's anything you haven't heard or seen. But that's what makes you so good, right?
Well, I love doing it, and part of my mission is to really teach and coach people in how to do it for themselves as well as for other people. So a whole lot of my work has not just been private sessions, but has been teaching other practitioners and coaches and lay people how to do it well and how to get what they want. So, you know, when your boots are on the ground, you get a whole lot of practice.
Well, yes, and you have the right things to say that kind of unlock things. So, from what I'd earlier said, Carol has seen and heard so many different things in her years as a therapist that she's been able to break down what specific issues are surrounding things like money, and you've seen it come and go. So what is it in the first place? Why do people have so many pictures or issues around abundance?
Well, I would say a couple things about that. I would say people tend to come from the wrong place. So they come from a place of scarcity, right? They come from, I don't have enough. And energetically, this is what I learned over the years. I was my first guinea pig, by the way, with doing the abundance years ago. What you need to do is understand that there's this energetic principle that works in the universe. And what it is you can't get wealthy if you feel poor, because feeling poor is a vibration. And people say, yes, but I am poor. Okay,
right,
then you're
right.
Going to have to find a way to feel really wealthy right now with your friendships, in nature, with your children. You're going to have to find a way to feel that you come from is a place of prosperity, and there's plenty, and there's abundance all around you, or else you can't match, you can't get what you want that way. And we don't get what we want. we get what we're vibrating. This is critical. And I'm telling you, because I did it the wrong way or the hard way for years before I figured out how to put everything together. And it's kind of simple when you figure out how to put it together, but it took me a long time of hitting my head against the wrong wall.
Right. Well, here's the situation that comes up, is that you try to wrap your mind around this great concept of vibrating at the abundance, and then boom, you get a $5,000 vet bill, or you get, you know, something, an accident happens, or, you know, you just things come up that tend to shock. And I also want to just mention to the listeners right now that the questions that are coming in have everything to do with between abundance, addiction, all sorts of things. I just want you all to know that everything is, it's all energy. It's all energy, and that's what EFT works on. And can we back up for a second, talk a little bit about EFT if people have not heard of Emotional Freedom Technique, just a Reader's Digest version on it? I think most people have.
EFT or tapping has been around since the 80s. It started with a guy, Roger Callahan in California, tapping on meridian points. So a Chinese medicine doctor would put needles in your acupuncture points. What we do, no needles, we tap on these same points. While we're focused on the problem, we have to bring up the energy of the problem we want to work on. And this clears the energetic blocks in your body, mind, spirit, and your electrical system. So this is why, you know, people are running around doing vision boards and goal setting and all these things that don't work, because they're not changing their energy. And the minute you change your energy, your vision board and your goal setting is going to work, but you've got to get to the energetic foundation of you. And if you grew up in a family where, let's say, money was bad, if you grew up in a family where money wasn't spiritual, if you grew up in a family that said, you know, rich people are greedy or bad, that's then part of your energetic system. And you've got to clear that. That's what stands between you and getting and having and living a really, really exceptional life of abundance, is your beliefs. What you adopted as a kid, what you grew up with, what your parents thought about financial abundance as well as success and happiness. That's what it's all about. And what the tapping technique does is basically deletes those files, edits those files, and you know, reboots your system so that you think, hey, abundance is for everybody. I'm worthy. You know, you start to have new, you can install new beliefs this way, and then you attract it. Or you can't attract what you think is bad.
Well, I like that. I mean, we're going to do, as I mentioned earlier, a bit of a working session today. And so, you know, basically what Carol just said is this whole emotional freedom technique is taking the 5,000-year-old Chinese system of acupuncture and using it without needles. So this is acupuncture without the needles. But it's designed to move energy. It's meridian therapy. So let's, and there's a lot of people on the call also who have tried this, and it has worked for them, and then forgot to do it.
Yes.
So let's just, before we get into the conversation of abundance, because it lights up a lot of pictures for people, let us do something right now that's going to get people present right here, right now, in their bodies, able to hear and receive this information on a subconscious level, okay? So what could we do in terms of just a short tapping sequence that could get people here and in their bodies? I just am sensing a bit of a frenetic energy. Maybe it's me. So could
and
you help
frenetic,
me out?
The frenetic is because they're afraid of the abundance conversation, or where's the frenetic coming from that
it's
you're seeing?
No, it's probably coming from me.
Oh. Okay, so you'd like to be more grounded, huh?
That's what I'm asking.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
And if anybody else wants to follow along.
Okay. Let's do a basic stressed out and overwhelm. I work with that a lot. Okay, so everybody listening, with the tapping, the way to start to be really effective is to have a very clear target. So when you have a clear target, then you can hit it, then you can do the tapping, and then you can release the problem that's trapped, let's say, or the congested energy in your electrical system. So here's our topic, here's our target. I'm stressed out or I'm overwhelmed, whatever. Lisa, what's a better word for you, stressed out or overwhelmed?
Oh, let's see here.
How you feel.
Overwhelmed, overwhelmed.
Okay. Overwhelmed,
yeah, let's try
so you
that.
Feel
so.
Overwhelmed. Okay.
And my purpose is for grounding.
Yes. Well, when people feel overwhelmed, they can't make clear decisions. And when they're not clear, they're not asking for what they want, and they're not grounded, and they're come from again, the place of energy that they're coming from, is totally mixed up. So it's like going to the travel agent saying, you know, I'd like to go to Mexico and Jamaica and Paris and London while you're at it. And the travel agent looks at you and says, well, you know, could you help me out here? Could you slow it down a bit? So we've got to slow you down the energy enough so that you are crystal clear and focused and, you know, stressed out and overwhelmed. Overwhelmed makes us completely off our rocker, or makes me off my rocker.
Right.
Okay.
And then we can get into the abundance so that we're all going to do this to get super focused and clear. Okay.
Good. Okay. Would you like to rate on this 0 to 10 point scale, Lisa, how overwhelmed you feel honestly right now?
I would say about a 7.
About a 7. Okay, so everyone listening, we did the first two steps. We chose a target. The target is, I feel overwhelmed. I asked Lisa to rate it 0 to 10. 10 is off the charts. I can't even focus. She's a 7. That's really, really high. And now we start tapping.
Okay.
And people say, but what is the tap? Just tap along with me. I'm going to describe where the points are. Mm-hmm. I say to people, it's a little bit like you have to bring up the Word document in on your computer in order to edit it. You got to get into it.
Right.
You have to be there, right?
Perfect.
So, all right. So, Lisa, I'm going to I know you already know how to do the tapping, but I'm just going to describe it for everybody listening. So the first place we start tapping is called our karate chop point. And if you've ever seen a karate master on television chop a block in half,
great,
that part of his hand, either on the left hand or the right hand, we have one on each side, that is called your karate chop point. And you know it's so it's below the pinky and above the wrist. So you just tap there, and people say, which hand? Doesn't matter. I'm right-handed, so it's easier for me to use the fingers of my right hand to tap on the left hand, the karate chop point of the left hand.
Okay.
So now we just say a statement that encompasses everything we're working on, which just says I'm overwhelmed and I'm okay with it. We have to reduce resistance, and one of the ways to reduce resistance energetically, and again, I keep saying these words because we were taught to do things with the left brain. We got to get out of the left brain. We got to stop doing goal setting. It doesn't work. Those of you who are disappointed by goal setting, it's because you're using your left brain. You're not using the entire energy of you. So what we do is we say, even though I have this problem, I accept myself, I love myself, I respect myself, something like that, that feels very joining and accepting and loving and saying, hey, I am who I am and I'm okay. That immediately, this step, immediately lowers your resistance and says, and relaxes you and says, I'm okay, I'm just owning the problem, which is huge, okay? So start there, Lisa. Everybody, tap along with Lisa. Hopefully you got a number on your own sense of overwhelm if you were overwhelmed. So tap on your karate chop point, Lisa, and repeat after me. Even though I feel totally overwhelmed.
Even though I feel totally overwhelmed.
I deeply and profoundly accept myself anyway.
I deeply and profoundly accept myself anyway.
Even though I feel totally overwhelmed.
Even though I feel totally overwhelmed.
I deeply and profoundly accept where I am.
I deeply and profoundly accept where I am.
Even though I've been feeling really overwhelmed.
Even though I've been feeling really overwhelmed.
Not even grounded.
Not even grounded.
I choose to accept who I am and how I feel.
I choose to accept who I am and how I feel.
Good. That's called the setup. We set up the system. We do that a couple of times on the karate chop point. We just own it. Say, here's where I am. Very simple.
Okay, so for just real quickly, the people that are writing in their questions here about, take the phrase that you've just written to me, and I want you to be using this in your own language. I mean, there's one that says, who's just working with clutter issues caused by poverty, trauma, and overwhelm. So supplement those words in where Carol's talking to me.
One at a time. So remember when I said the first step to be clear and really be effective is to have a clear target. So she may have all, or he may have all those problems with clutter from all those issues. Choose one. How does the clutter make you feel? Even though I feel ashamed when I look at my clutter,
got it, okay,
comma, I deeply and profoundly accept myself. But those are all way too big and global issues that they wrote down, and you can't, how do
but
you?
Good awareness, good awareness anyway,
yeah.
But yes, okay, good.
Oh, no, it's wonderful, mm-hmm. But this is how you fine-tune the technique so it works. If someone works on, oh, I've had trauma in my life, it's too big.
Right.
You can't get a handle
good.
On it.
Good
right.
To know.
So
okay.
Thank you for that person writing in, because that's perfect what we need to know. Any others that we could help with that would clear it up?
Yeah. Let's see here.
Are they not understanding how to do the sentence? Because I could explain that.
Nope, it's mostly on abundance, so we're working on that next. But let's, there's some
But this is about abundance. Let me express this to them. This is about abundance. And people say, no, that's about overwhelm. No, overwhelm is a vibration that blocks abundance. So those of you who are saying, no, can we hurry up and get to the abundance portion of the show? We are. We're in it. Okay.
I love you.
Please, because I've done this myself. Oh, hurry up. I got to get to the abundance. We're in it. Okay.
Great. Okay.
So go right to the eyebrow point. So the first point we tap on, above your nose, beginning of either eyebrow, right at the beginning of the hair of your eyebrow. And what we do on the next, I'm going to do a sequence of points, tell you about them. We just tap on them, and I'm tapping like this, Lisa. Tap, 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 tap. I'm just tapping lightly in that speed, just tapping with my fingertips. And while you tap on the points that I describe, you just name the problem. The problem for this sequence is I feel so overwhelmed. We have to keep it simple because your brain wants to, you know, go in 10 different directions. We've got to keep it simple. So tap on the eyebrow point, everybody. Okay? I feel so overwhelmed.
I feel so overwhelmed.
And the next point is on the side of the eye, the outside corner of your eye. Don't go all the way back into your hairline or your temple. Just right on the corner, either side of your face. And say, I feel so overwhelmed.
I feel so overwhelmed.
The next point is right under your eye, right in the center. It's right on that, what they call it, the bony orbit. Right under your eye, you can feel it there really lightly. I'm so overwhelmed, I can't even focus.
I'm so overwhelmed, I can't even focus.
The next point is on your upper lip, right below your nose. And just say, it's hard for me to get grounded.
It's hard for me to get grounded.
The next point we call the chin point. It's actually above your chin and below your lower lip, right in the crease there. And you just tap there. I'm tapping with two fingers, tap, 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 and just say, I'm so overwhelmed, I can't even focus.
I'm so overwhelmed, I can't even focus.
The next point is called the collarbone point, the easiest place to get to it. Put your hand in an open palm and tap or knock yourself right where the knot of a man's tie would be. So you could probably even hear it on me. But just tap and cover that area and say, I'm so overwhelmed, I'm not even grounded.
I'm so overwhelmed, I'm not even grounded.
Then now,
talk about why you're reemphasizing the negative here.
We're not reemphasizing. We're owning it. We're saying, if I turn my back, you know, on the sea monster, it's not going to go away. It means I'm going to have resistance and I'm going to be pretending to put a smile on my face. No, everything's fine. Everything's not fine.
Okay.
Okay, and the more we own it and accept ourselves, it's a very loving, that's what you would want a friend to do for you. It's what you would want to do for your child. Just say, I know you are. I know that's where you are. Wow, it really seems awful. So it does not reinforce. That's sometimes a misunderstanding that people think, well, why would we repeat it? Because we're in it, folks. We are in the energy of overwhelm. We got to clear it. So then the next point, so after the collarbone, then you go under the armpit, and it could be either left side or right side. It's about 4 inches below your armpit in your ribs there. So if you had a seam going up and down the sides of your body, right on the seam, side of your breast or chest there, tap right there, either side, and just say, I'm so overwhelmed, I can't focus.
I'm so overwhelmed, I can't focus.
And the final point is on the top of the head, and you just tap around in a little circle up there.
Mm-hmm.
On the top of your head, feels really good. Some people love it up there.
It does,
I'm overwhelmed and it's hard to focus.
I'm overwhelmed and it's hard to focus.
Good. Take a deep breath.
Much better.
Good. So you were a 7. If you could measure it again, 0 to 10, 10 is the worst ever. How overwhelmed do you feel?
I'm down to like a 3.
A 3. Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, when someone goes from a 7 to a 3 on overwhelm, stress, anxiety, fear, okay, their vibration changes completely. And when your vibration is different, you cannot help but attract different things into your life.
Aha. That's why I wanted to do this.
So this is why the abundance stuff is so important, is I didn't realize, in the beginning when I was working on it, I didn't know, you know, that I thought abundance was money. I thought abundance was success and financial prosperity. It's not. Abundance is a vibration or a frequency. It's not a dollar amount. And what happens to all of us, and certainly in our country and other countries, is we start feeling fearful and start having that scarcity feeling about there's not enough. And then we start to chase money and start to work harder and longer hours, and we try to get. And when you're come from, it's from, I got to get more, you're in a totally different vibration. Abundance as a vibration is optimism, gratitude, joy, passion. And when you're in those feelings, you're in the vibration of abundance. And people say, yes, but there's not enough in my bank account. I know that. And if you keep focusing there, you can't, by energetic principle, you can't change it.
Well, okay, so as you're listening and going along here, let me know, rate your experience there, and just send me that as you did in the question section. Did you go from a 7 to a 3, from a 10 to a 2? How did that work for you? I just want you guys to let me know how that went. So one of the things you said to me once, which was very, very clear, you said the universe doesn't hear words. It hears vibration.
Yeah.
And that is very important, because what we're changing here is the vibration. Now, can I read to you one of the questions that's coming in? This is very, very relevant. This woman, Linda, she's 55, and she says she's completely stuck in her life. She's been a student of changing minds, energy for 5 or 6 years now, but she can't get to the place where she feels like she really owns it for herself. And she says she's a reasonably smart woman, but through circumstances now, at the lowest paying job she's ever had, no savings, no support system, and she is afraid. Afraid for her future. Her fear, she says, seems to rule her thoughts. And I'm reading this because Linda speaks for so many people. And she wants to know if EFT can help, and how, you know, she hasn't pursued this before. She didn't know about EFT. And she is looking. So,
yes. So, Linda, thank you for writing in. What I would say is this is one of the easier places to move from, even though it feels kind of panicky. It feels kind of desperate to be that fearful. So, Linda, what you need to do is get the fear down far enough so that you have access to other feelings, other thoughts. It's hard to write a gratitude list when you're afraid of where the next meal is coming from, right?
Yeah.
But you need to do that. You need to get into a different vibration. Fear is a vibration as much as resentment is, as much as someone's success. If you see someone who's really successful, that's a vibration too. So I want to get this across, this idea of the vibration or frequency. All of it's a vibration. So, Linda, the fear I know feels real to you, feels legitimate, feels accurate, and it is for you. But if you can use tapping to get that fear down even a couple of points, let's say you're a 10. If you got your daily fear, when she says it rules her thoughts, if she got her fear down to an 8, and with tapping she could actually get it way down, but even if you got it down to an 8, Linda, you would be different at dinner tonight. And when our energy, our consciousness, our electrical stuff that's coming out of us, right, when that's different, you have to have different circumstances. Do I think she's going to get a brand new job for 3 times the salary tomorrow? No, I'm not saying that. But I'm saying if you cannot change your energy, you can't change your life. And people are running around saying, no, I'm going to get a new job. That's not the answer. No, I'm going to get a new husband. Not the answer. I'm going to get a new boss. Not the answer. You've got to change your energy. So I'm totally hopeful about people like Linda, even though I know, Linda, it feels so scary, like you're so in it. Like when I'm in overwhelm or anxiety, I know it feels so strong. It feels like it's, you know, there's nothing else besides it. But Linda, what you would do, and this is helpful, thank you, because other people will be able to put their sentences in place.
Yes.
Even though, well, be very clear about what you're afraid of. Don't have the global, oh, I'm just afraid. Even though I'm afraid I'll get fired from, no, that's not her issue. Okay. Even though I'm afraid of my future, yes. Does that feel high? Does that feel like a charge for her?
Mm-hmm.
Then that's her thing. Even though I'm afraid about my future and I worry about it all the time, I deeply and profoundly accept myself, or I choose to feel calm and peaceful, and you start to change the energy. Sometimes we nibble around the edges and we go down 10, 8, 6, 4, 2, and sometimes we go 10 to a 0, and there's no way to tell, you know, when people drop, but you could spend 5 minutes doing tapping and feel different. And then, Linda, and everybody else who's in the same situation, when you feel different, right? That means your energetic come from is different, and that means you have to, by law, you have to attract different circumstances into your life. There's no getting around. There's no pretending. It's a little bit like what you said, Lisa. Why are we reinforcing it? We're not reinforcing it.
Mm-hmm.
We are changing the energy so we can move forward. And too many people have been taught to, you know, put on a happy face, pretend everything's fine. It's not going to work. Has it
no,
worked?
What do you mean
doesn't work.
By law? We have to by law. What do you mean?
No,
by
I
that?
Mean the universal law.
Uh-huh.
The universal laws, whether you call it law of attraction, law of compensation, all the laws of the energy of the universe means that if you're vibrating in a place number A, if you're vibrating in the abundant place, you will attract different experiences than if you're vibrating in, let's say, a resentful place. If you're resentful and you don't like people who have money and you don't think life is fair, you can stay there if you want. You can even, you know, shout to the rooftops that it's true, life isn't fair. And how's it working for you? It's not.
Mm-hmm.
So we've got to move from the energies that are, you know, upsetting and dark and critical, and we've got to move over. We got to move over and change our vibration. Remember, think of it in terms of vibration or your mood. Now, sometimes mm-hmm. we're in a cranky mood and we can't change it. Okay, so what do? You tap on, even though this is where I am and I can't change it, I accept who I am right now. The acceptance in the moment is so powerful, and it's the thing that people go, oh, yeah, that's cute. Yeah, I didn't get to it today. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, that gratitude list, Carol. Yeah, that's really cute. I heard about that for 20 years. Yeah, didn't get to it today.
Right.
Oh, yeah,
right.
Tapping. You asked me to do 3 minutes. 3 minutes of tapping today. Yeah, couldn't fit it in between the dogs and the kids. Okay, fit it in, people.
Uh-huh.
Fit it in, and I am raising my hand because, believe me, I have skipped plenty of days and plenty of times of doing all of the above. You've got to fit it in if you're serious about making the changes.
Well, one of the ways that I found very, very helpful is to use you as a guide. And the special offer that you put together for everyone is amazing. And we're going to get to the tapping on the vibration. I just want to make sure people look at this, because it is, you find it at theawareshow.com/look, L-O-O-K. And this is one of the biggest packages that we have on our series. It is, I mean, hours and hours of tapping sessions. And to go through them with Carol Look, who is a master and teaches many of the other people out there that are doing tapping, the detail that you get into about prosperity consciousness and where the scarcity developed and going back to the father, the mother, all of that, guided by Carol, who goes into it not only from her perspective as a psychologist, but also clinical hypnotherapy. It all comes within what Carol has, you know, her training comes within these CD sets. So there's a physical CD set. There's I'm Afraid to Shine, which is amazing. And then I dug into the Clearing Your Subconscious Blocks to Success. That
wasn't
was where,
that fun.
That's where you should start, right there.
Isn't that
a one.
Good one.
Wow.
That one,
was amazing.
That one and the Enough Already, What If You Are. If
yep.
you don't think you're enough and you don't feel worthy, you are going to reject abundance. If your vibration is negative about money or success, whatever success means to you,
uh-huh.
and I always tease people and say, if you don't feel deserving of abundance, I could give you a check for $1 million and you will lose it on the way to the bank because
true.
You're not congruent. So you've got to become congruent with abundance, which means you deserve it, I deserve it, everybody deserves it, we're all allowed to have it. It's flowing freely throughout the universe and the energy waves and people's lives and commerce and the economy. And so you've got to neutralize all that negativity we have about success and money in order to be open to accepting it, basically.
Well, that's the bottom line, is that it always goes into the self-esteem issues, and that's, you know, that's where it starts. But also, once you get through that, I guess you could probably take this whole offer and listen to it in reverse order. Start with the item 6, which deals with the self-esteem, and then you're enough, and then gets into the energy of money. Then you can start to clear the subconscious blocks around it. And you can do tapping while you're driving. You can do tapping, you know, anywhere. You just don't necessarily need to be on a mountaintop tapping. You can really use this several times a day to continue to work with the issues as they come up. If something, you get off the phone with your mother and she goes after that normal scarcity conversation, you can tap on it and reverse the embedded programming.
Right. And you can do this in any order. So it starts with the Abundance Book, which has things on procrastination and I don't want to rock the boat and I'm afraid of success and all the, you know, 50 different topics. The only thing I would say is please don't do it tapping because driving, please don't do the tapping while you're driving because if you come up with a big issue, not good when the green light comes on. I would just be concentrated and by yourself in a safe place for 3 to 5 to 10 minutes and do it that way. Don't do it in the car. I don't want anyone.
Small issues while driving. I've done it. Sorry.
Okay.
All right. But the issues that are coming through on our questions here are big issues. So
good.
I promised everyone I was going to be going through, and since we have Carol on the line with us, which is great and wonderful and exciting, let's go through some of these approaches to clearing some of the blocks around energy, I mean, around money, and then really getting to it. I mean, I know it's going to take the, you know, 15 hours worth of great materials that you have on the CD set to go deeper, but let's scratch the surface here if we can for the listeners, okay?
Absolutely. So did you want to read me some more questions or you want me to just get going on some other stuff?
Let's see here. I want to go, well, the one question that Linda had, really a lot of people are resonating with. So
yes,
Linda,
good.
Thank you for that, by
thank
the way.
You, Linda.
You have helped a lot of people heal by knowing that they're not alone, which is always beautiful. I love that. Falling short on abundance. Do you think that would be a good one to start off with? Or
no, not as a group one, but here's
okay.
the thing. Take. What do you mean falling short? So the bills don't get paid, you're just close.
That's
okay,
probably,
something's
yeah.
going on in the energy and the frequency to make that be okay for you. And I know you're going to say, it's not what I want, but something keeps happening. And you take the situation you're in, so in this case, falling short, how does it make you feel? Resentful, mad, frustrated, impatient. Impatience is a great one. Hurry up, universe. You know, I'm doing everything right. I've watched The Secret. I'm doing everything. Right, that's a really good one. So you would say, even though I feel frustrated or even though I feel impatient because I keep falling short every month, comma, I deeply and profoundly accept myself. And that's your tapping. Remember, choose a target. Everybody, no matter what you're writing in, no matter what your concern is, choose a very clear target, and a target should be an emotion, hurt, anger, resentment, fear, anxiety, stress, right? An emotion, or it could be a limiting belief, you know, I'm not supposed to, I'm not worthy, something like that. Or for pain control, we do symptoms, but that's different. That's a different,
okay.
whole different goal.
Here's a good one from Tanya in Phoenix. Everywhere I turn, I get a feeling of lack and an anxiousness or uncomfortable feeling about money.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So that's addressed a whole lot in the program, The Energy of Money. So she's got some kind of programs, Tanya, probably learned it from home, but not necessarily. You might have learned it after college or in your new job or from some other relationship. And that's a feeling that would be a great target. Even though the topic of money, let's do that, Lisa. I think we need to do that for everybody.
Great.
Okay. So Lisa's going to be my echo again. And here's our target. Let's choose a very clear target. The topic of money makes me anxious. Is that clear enough for what Tanya said, I think?
Yep, that's
clear enough
one.
Translation? Karate chop point again. Even though the topic of money makes me anxious and fearful.
Even though the topic of money makes me anxious and fearful.
I deeply and profoundly accept myself.
I deeply and profoundly accept myself.
So Tanya, hope you're tapping with us. Even though the topic of money makes me anxious and fearful.
Even though the topic of money makes me anxious and fearful.
I always feel lack.
I always feel lack.
I deeply and profoundly accept who I am.
I deeply and profoundly accept who I am.
Even though I feel lack and anxiety about the topic of money.
Even though I feel lack and anxiety about the topic of money.
I deeply and profoundly accept myself.
I deeply and profoundly accept myself.
Now, every time I do something like this, I get people writing in saying, yes, but what do you say? What you say is, even though I have this challenge, issue, problem, fill in the blank, it's that simple to begin with, I deeply and completely accept myself. It's that simple, and we just tend, human beings tend to want to make it a bit more complicated because this technique, again, it's been around since 1984. Like, this technique couldn't survive if it wasn't wildly successful. It
right,
just
exactly.
Right?
So exactly. People tapping on their eyebrows and thinking, what am I doing?
So it's that simple, though. Even though I have this, lack of prosperity, feeling of lack, resentment towards wealthy people, fear of success, fear of failure, whatever it is. So in this case, for Tanya, we're doing, even though the topic of money makes me feel anxious and lack, I deeply and completely accept myself. But people will say, I don't get what I'm supposed to say. It's that simple. Even though I have this problem, I deeply and completely accept myself anyway. It's so simple, and it does wonders for your energy. Okay, so then we go to the eyebrow point. So, Lisa, you keep following me.
Okay.
Tap on the eyebrow point and say, the topic of money makes me anxious.
The topic of money makes me anxious.
Side of the eye. I feel lack and anxiety around money.
I feel lack and anxiety around money.
Under the eye. I feel lack everywhere I go.
I feel lack everywhere I go.
Under the nose. It's a very unsettling feeling.
It's a very unsettling feeling.
Chin. All this anxiety about money.
All this anxiety about money.
Collarbone. What if I could feel confident about money?
What if I could feel confident about money?
Under the arm. What if I could just feel calm?
What if I could just feel calm?
Top of the head. I'm tired of all this anxiety about money.
I'm tired of all this anxiety about money.
Now go back to the eyebrow. I want to feel calm about the topic of money.
I want to feel calm about the topic of money.
Side of the eye, but I always feel lack.
But I always feel lack.
Under the eye, which is a very bad habit.
Which is a very bad habit.
Under the nose, and I'm going to change it.
And I'm going to change it.
Chin, I want to feel good.
I want to feel good.
Collarbone, I want to feel grateful.
I want to feel grateful.
Under the arm, I want to know there's a lot in my life.
I want to know there's a lot in my life.
Top of that, I choose to feel calmer and more peaceful.
I choose to feel calmer and more peaceful.
About the topic of money.
About the topic of money.
Good. Take a breath. We always kind of clear through.
Really identify the resistance that we have and called it out, essentially.
Yeah. Really, really important. And what I would recommend for Tanya is keep doing that. Keep doing that until she forgets that this is her primary problem. And she starts thinking, wait a minute, I actually feel kind of abundant today because I had a wonderful lunch with my friend and we laughed and we had a good time and it wasn't expensive. Oh, I felt kind of abundant because I read a great chapter out of the book. Remember, it's the feeling, not the content. So you don't have to be for world peace and you don't have to make $10 million. You want to feel better. And people are always like, yes, but I have to land the promotion. Not yet. Yes, but I have to have $5 million. Not today.
Right.
You don't. You need to feel better and feel grateful and appreciative of what is in your life. Never make it up. All the gratitude lists, never make it up about something. Just say, yeah, but I feel good because the sun's out. And you know what? I got my work done and I'm feeling pretty good. Very, very simple. I cannot stress this enough. And again, raising my hand because if you could imagine how complicated I used to make it.
Right. Well, I like the idea of the gratitude list because we've heard that a million times, but what it actually does is it raises your vibration. The act of writing the list or even thinking about it in your head will bridge the gap to then being able to get to the place of, do you do the tapping first or the list first or both? Or how
I do both and I alternate every day. But what my new list, a couple of new lists, just because I got tired of writing at the top of my page, gratitude list, 10 things I love about my life. Oh, that's interesting. I love my new sneakers. Oh, that's interesting. I love the couch. You really small, keep it small. I love that person, my friend of mine. I haven't talked to her in 6 months. How about if I call her? Very, very small. 10 things I love about my life. Recently, I've been doing... It was a good day because. So it's just a slight difference in vibration, but then I start thinking, let's say I'm crabby at the end of the night, the internet went down and this happened and whatever, and I spilled something. But if I write my list, it was a good day because I go over really good things. And I don't mean, again, a $1 million check came in the mail. I mean, I helped that person across the street and I felt good. I made a phone call I had been procrastinating about, and it made me feel good. I was able to listen quietly to a friend of mine, and she felt better. Why was it a good day? And don't say it was a terrible, crappy day. You know what? We all have those days. But try to find a couple of things. So gratitude list. So the two things you're bringing up, Lisa, the two things we have to do, and this is what, again, over years of coaching people and coaching myself as I would step into the pothole again and again, the two things you need to do is lower emotional resistance, okay, and those are all the feelings we've been working on, fear, anxiety, scarcity, resentment, hurt, all those. You got to lower those because they get in your way, and raise your vibration. Now, some people, the people misunderstood the secret in like all we have to do is put on a happy face and we're going to get $1 million. That's not what they said, and that's a misunderstanding and a misinterpretation. But most people I have met can't seem to attract abundance just by doing the thought process. They need an energy clearing technique. Now, I myself can't do it alone by sort of the law of attraction secret principles. I have to have another technique. I have to have a clearing technique like the tapping to release the fear of success, fear of shining, what if it doesn't work out, that, you know, all those worries, you know, the topic of money makes me upset or irritable, all those things we need to clear out. So we lower resistance by doing the tapping and raise our vibration by doing some kind of appreciation list or gratitude list or 10 things I love about my life list or 10 friends I love or, you know, anything that puts you in a state of gratitude.
So does it help if you write things that aren't actually there, like I have $1 million in my bank account, and if that's not true, does it help to say or write that, or is it just something in your consciousness say that's not true?
It often spits it out if it's too far away from the truth. So if you make $50,000 a year and you say, I have $1 million in my bank account, mm-hmm. your mind goes, yeah, right, buddy. Nice one, nice
right.
try, and it actually has a negative effect. So what I would recommend with the gratitude list, the other stuff is slightly different, writing the act-as-if proposals and all that.
Right.
What I would do with the gratitude list is sit down, look at your world, look at your day, look at your living room, and say, what has been good, what are you grateful for today?
Okay,
and
that's
keep
simple.
It really, really simple, and
right.
keep it real. Now, the other stuff, the acting as if, is another process that is also effective, but it's different. So I would just keep, and people right now, Lisa, people are listening and going, yeah, that gratitude list, yeah, I did that last year. Do it today.
Right.
Everybody, do it today. If you want the bang for the buck for abundance, and again, I've done it the hard way, the long way, the slow way, until I found out the fast way. If you want unbelievable bang for the buck, and some of you are going to think it's miraculous and too good to be true when it happens to you, tap on your negative feelings about abundance, fear, worry, success, all that. Tap on the negative feelings, get those down, and do your gratitude list every day. I cannot stress that enough. I mean, what people pay me to tell them this, and then they don't go and do it, it's like,
right.
I don't, you know, well, there's a lot of resistance out there, and I had it too, but it is hugely effective, these two processes at the same time. Now, you can be hugely effective with tapping and releasing your feelings of fear and feelings of chase, I've got to chase it, and feelings of overwhelm and all those things. Like when people were saying, well, let's get to the abundance portion, feeling overwhelmed blocks abundance. Feeling resentful blocks abundance.
Mm-hmm.
Feeling irritated
right.
blocks abundance. So deal with it. We're not saying pretend, no, deal with it. We're saying deal with the person you're irritated at. Go ahead and deal with the situation. Handle it. Tap on the residual feelings or tap until you're calm enough to deal with your employer or your boss or whomever, right? And then clear that, and now you've got space. Now you've got space for abundance. Abundance needs a place to go.
Now, this can go in any direction here. There's a lot of health questions coming in, a lot of pain, a lot of localized pain, which I think would be great because it's all abundant health anyway. So,
absolutely.
So can we work on maybe if someone has a specific issue around, they can kind of plug in whatever their issue is. I could work with...
Are they saying pain? Are they saying specific symptoms? What are they saying?
Symptoms. We've got a lot of low back issues.
Mm-hmm.
We've got medical issues.
Okay.
I don't see anything specific on that one.
Okay.
But depression is another one.
Okay. Well, they're all vibrations.
Okay.
And they all build up. So in physical matter, right, in order to get arthritis, in order to get lupus, in order to get, you know, rheumatoid arthritis, in order to get a headache, a migraine, in order to get back pain, it builds up, right? And what builds up? Resistance. Negativity, resistance, frustration, irritability. So it's been profoundly effective. And people say, well, Carol, why are you doing pain relief? You're the abundance person. I know, but people would come to my workshops and say, I can't focus on abundance because I have a migraine.
Right, right.
So lo and behold, exactly. Over the years, guess what I learned how to do? Right.
Uh-huh.
To do the pain stuff. So absolutely. So people listening, now, those of you who are saying, yeah, let's get back to the abundance, take any place in your body that doesn't feel totally relaxed and tap along with us.
Okay.
I'm going to use general language, right,
okay.
Sort of global language that says, even though I have these symptoms that make me uncomfortable, I'm going to kind of be global like that. So what you do, we choose a target, and the target is, my body hurts. I don't feel quite right. Right.
Okay.
So that's the target. Those of you who have something in your body, go ahead and measure it. Ooh, my headache's an 8. Ooh, my aching back is a 6. Ooh, my, you know, right? Try to get the number. And then tap along with us. And sometimes people get immediate relief, and sometimes it takes a couple of rounds. What are we doing with the tapping? We're moving the circulation of electrical energy in your body. We all have electrical energy. If you don't, you've passed over, folks. You
okay.
are no longer in this. But you can't get a heart. You can't get an EKG and an ECG, right? If you're you have to have this electrical output, right?
Okay.
And of course, I believe people who passed over have energy as well. But that's another series. Whole other series, Lisa. So
exactly.
For pain relief, now again, why is it important to work on pain relief? Because pain interrupts the vibration of abundance. Okay. So what we want, and just know, every human being has been in pain. Every human being has had illnesses. This does not make you bad. We've all had them, and we all might bump into them again because we're on the human plane here, okay? So
right.
Karate chop point, let's just do kind of global language, Lisa.
And this whole thing basically raises your vibration anyway, that vibration you're talking about, right?
Yes,
okay, great.
Absolutely, okay?
Okay?
And it's getting the circulation, picture that, the circulation in your body of the electrical energy, and which, of course, then affects the blood and the oxygen and everything else in your body.
So by the end of this call, we're all going to feel amazing.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
okay.
Yeah. All the time. Karate chop. Even though I have some pain issues in my body.
Even though I have some pain issues in my body.
Okay, everyone, we started on the karate chop point again.
Uh-huh.
I choose to accept all of me.
I choose to accept all of me.
Even though my body is trying to talk to me.
Even though my body is trying to talk to me.
And I'm not really listening. I choose to listen and accept who I am.
I choose to listen and accept who I am.
Even though I have some physical challenges.
Even though I have some physical challenges.
And feel some pain and some symptoms.
And feel some pain and some symptoms.
I deeply and profoundly accept all of me.
I deeply and profoundly accept all of me.
Good, and that right there reduces resistance. Eyebrow point. I have some physical challenges.
I have some physical challenges.
Side of the eye, and they're really distracting.
And they're really distracting.
Under the eye, I have these physical pains.
I have these physical pains.
Under the nose, and all these symptoms.
And all these symptoms.
Chin, and it makes it hard to work on abundance.
And it makes it hard to work on abundance.
Collarbone. I wonder what emotions are behind my symptoms.
I wonder what emotions are behind my symptoms.
Under the arm. I wonder how much guilt is in my body.
I wonder how much guilt is in my body.
Top of that, I wonder how much anxiety contributes to my symptoms.
I wonder how much anxiety contributes to my symptoms.
Eyebrow, I wonder how much resentment is showing up as pain.
I wonder how much resentment is showing up as pain.
Side of the eye, I wonder how much grief is showing up as my symptoms.
I wonder how much grief is showing up in my symptoms.
Under the eye, what if I accepted my whole body?
What if I accepted my whole body?
Under the nose, even the parts of me that hurt.
Even the parts of me that hurt.
Chin, I want to accept my whole body.
I want to accept my whole body.
Collarbone, and appreciate all the parts.
And appreciate all the parts.
Under the arm, I choose to release these symptoms.
I choose to release these symptoms.
Top of the head, and appreciate who I am right now.
and appreciate who I am right now.
Good. Take a deep breath.
Now, do you suggest doing this several times a day? I mean, how many
I do.
Times?
If someone could fit it in 5 minutes twice a day, 5 minutes three times a day, when I do weight loss for people, I have them do it 5 minutes before each meal, so then they calm down and immediately their cravings and symptoms are different. When you're calmed down and no longer overwhelmed and anxious and irritable, you can't eat as much. You're not that hungry.
That slows the emotional eating thing down.
Totally, totally.
Very,
very
cool.
Effective. But what I would say to people, if any of those feelings that I said out loud, guilt, grief, resentment, if some of you had a zing on that, like, whoa, why is she talking about guilt? That seems to be, that's where you need to go with your tapping. Guilt, anger, hurt, loss, grief, frustration, all these feelings we've all had all of our lives. Sometimes when they don't get cleared, they show up in our physical matter. And it is true for every human being in the entire world. It's no one is exempt from that. So what we do is we acknowledge it and say, even though I have this arthritis and I wonder if it's connected to my ex, I wonder if it's, you know, you start to play with it and say, huh, I wonder what emotion I might be storing in my body that's showing up as joint problems.
See, I would have never gotten to that unless I listened to the CDs because And the piece that I did on which one was it? It was the subconscious blocks because I started, because you guided me through it, listening to different things that I heard around the dinner table at home.
Right.
And you know, I was able to really kind of get that and then look at my brother and rest of my family and say, okay, well, this is the message that was sent down.
Yes.
Wow, I'm living that too. So maybe I get to take a different choice here. I mean, really, just because of your experience and because of your expertise here and being a master at this, you guide us in the right direction. I think that's one of the – anyone can really tap, but it's your expertise that gives us that guidance that is so valuable to me. And I've listened to a lot of different people do tapping, and I know – that it comes, you know, your source of doing it for me resonates very, very high. It's the highest.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. And I started in addictions as a regular therapist before I even learned tapping. So I was learning about the complexity of addiction and what makes people drink and eat and take drugs and smoke. I was learning all this. I came from a complicated family, very, very loving and many challenges. And I've had my own life and my own relationships and my own mistakes and my own challenges. And, you know, when you work on this stuff long enough, you really get how to dig deeper and dig to the core issues that are behind the symptom or behind the abundance problem. And I say to people, you know, if you grew up in France, you're going to speak French. You grew up in your family, you have your money talk. I grew up in my family, I had money talk. I had so much stress around finances, financial stuff, like, oh my gosh.
Right.
I was determined, like people say, why did you get into the abundance stuff? I was so determined not to live that way. I couldn't stand it anymore. I couldn't take it. You know,
okay.
I remember when my college tuition check for my father bounced. I don't want to live that way.
Right.
You know?
Wow.
And it's just, so it's nothing but anxiety, and there's not enough, and there wasn't enough, and the bouncing, and the, so, you know, we all have reasons we get into different places and different, you know, and I want to help people feel relaxed and relieved about money, and the feelings come first and the money comes a little later. And I'm terribly impatient, so I had to really work on that. What's in my way? My impatience was in my way.
Wow.
Hurry up, universe. I'm doing everything right.
Oh, no, I completely
What's the matter
understand
with you?
That. I completely
you know?
Understand that. Hey, would you be open to doing a couple of phone calls, of live calls here?
Sure.
People, that is awesome. Thank you. Because if you press star 2 to raise your hand, then you can go through some of the tapping with Carol Look on the phone here. I'll take anyone who presses star 2 to raise your hand, and I'll be able to, let me refresh that. If you want to have Carol Look help you with a specific problem, now, do they need to have a target or...
This is going to be very brief rounds with them. So I might just give them the direction, the solution, the answer to what, you know, they need to tap on and do a little bit of tapping, but we're not going to be able to complete whole session, you know,
right,
whole long sessions or anything.
Other than just using me, and we could go on me forever. I don't want to do that. I want to get the listeners to have some experience here. Okay, and I'm going to call on you by the city and state that your phone is registered in Encinitas, California. Encinitas, California. Do you have a question for Carol Look?
Yes. I'd like to be guided for using EFT for losing weight.
Oh, okay. Great. Yeah.
So that's a very complicated and long process.
Okay.
We'll do 5 minutes. What's your first name?
Joelle.
Okay, Joelle. Nice to meet you. So, Joelle, I have to ask you a couple questions to get me going in the right direction.
Okay.
So, Joelle, why haven't you reached your goal weight yet? What's your theory?
I think each time I lose weight, I gain it back again. I'm not sure. It seems I'm always hungry. Mm-hmm. Too much appetite. I can't pinpoint exactly why I need to eat so much.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So what I've discovered over the years, and myself included, is that when people have too much of an appetite, what it means is they have very powerful emotional conflicts that are informing their appetite.
That
so if you
be.
Get down to your goal weight and you keep popping back up, it's usually because you're afraid of staying at your goal weight, and usually because there are emotional issues that have not been cleared.
Yeah, I believe that too.
You believe that too? Okay.
Yes.
So, Joelle, I want you to answer another question. And Lisa, these are great questions for everybody, no matter what their topic is. Okay. What's the downside, Joelle, of getting to your goal? So people listening with money, relationships, health, I don't care what your issue is, answer that question. What's the downside? What's the risk of you reaching your goal and staying there, Joelle?
I'm not sure.
Right, you might not be aware of it, but this
yes.
is great.
Yes.
It's helping so many
yeah.
people in this situation.
Yeah.
So, Joelle, this is helping people in financial situations, relationship situations. This is the same thing. So,
yes.
Joelle, there is a downside. There's something that feels scary to you or unsafe about reaching your goal weight, or else you would have stayed there. Everybody get that? If you
uh-huh.
wanted to be in a long-term relationship, you would have not chosen an alcoholic who lives across the country. You would have chosen someone who's available. But people do these two-month, because they feel safe until they need to split, right? Mm. So same with weight, Joelle. So any other thoughts about why it might be feel unsafe for you to get to your goal, to lose the weight?
No, I've been trying.
Mm-hmm.
I've been trying so much, and I feel I turn in circles.
You feel what?
I feel I turn in circles.
You're turning in circles. So,
yeah.
Joelle, the most important point before we tap is that you're turning in circles to make yourself feel safe. You go back up. Then you feel safer at the top weight. Then you do tap. Then you do all that you do to lose the weight again. You don't feel right there. You don't feel okay at the lower weight, or else you would stay. Everybody, when you double your salary and then you blow it, you don't feel safe at the higher salary, or else you would stay there and accept
mm-hmm.
it and embrace it.
Uh-huh.
Now, Joelle, one other question.
Okay.
Is there an emotion that you think might be behind this, quote, big appetite? Hurt, anger, resentment, grief, loss, fear.
Needing fulfillment.
Mm-hmm.
Well, there are a lot of emotions, you
okay,
know.
Okay, what's the big one, Joelle?
Maybe fear.
Maybe fear?
Yes.
And fear of what?
It's a big question, but it's
yeah.
right there at the tip of your tongue. Can you reframe the question, Carol? Fear, what's she looking for the fear on?
Well, I'm not sure, you know. I mean,
she suggested that fear might be the reason she has such a big appetite. So, Joelle, I'm going to just tap with you.
Okay.
And I want you to tap along. You can listen again to this portion of the call.
Okay.
Okay. And I want you to tap along with this, and it's not right or wrong. We're just getting into the energy of it. So everybody, even
okay.
if you have never had a weight problem, please tap along with us, because you're gonna get some
mm-hmm.
ahas.
Mm-hmm.
Karate chop point. Even though I have a huge appetite and I'm not sure where it's from.
Even though I have a huge appetite and I'm not sure where it is from.
I deeply and profoundly accept myself.
I deeply and profoundly accept myself.
Even though I have this huge appetite.
Even though I have this huge appetite.
That always gets me in trouble.
That always gets me in trouble.
I'm willing to look at the emotions.
I'm willing to look at the emotions.
Even though my appetite is trying to fill me.
Even though my appetite is trying to fill me.
Because I feel empty.
Because I feel empty.
I deeply and profoundly accept who I am.
I deeply and profoundly accept who I am.
Eyebrow point. The truth is I feel empty.
The truth is I feel empty.
Side of the eye. No wonder I eat so much.
No wonder I eat so much.
Under the eye. The truth is I feel empty and unsafe.
The truth is I feel empty and unsafe.
Under the nose. No wonder I eat too much.
No wonder I eat too much.
Chin. I want to fill myself in new ways.
I want to fill myself in new ways.
Collarbone. But I feel so empty.
But I feel so empty.
Under the arm. I feel so unfulfilled.
I feel so unfulfilled.
Top of that, no wonder I have a huge appetite.
No wonder I have such a huge appetite.
Eyebrow, no wonder I sabotage my diets.
No wonder I sabotage my diet.
Side of the eye, I want to feel...
One second, please. Oh, sorry.
Side of the eye, I want to feel satisfied.
I want to feel satisfied.
Under the eye, I want to feel calm about food.
I want to feel calm about food.
Under the nose, I want to accept the stress I've been under.
I want to accept the stress I've been under.
Chin, I want to accept and appreciate who I am.
I want to accept and appreciate who I am.
Collarbone, and let go of the weight
and
at the right
the weight.
Speed.
And let it be.
Under the arm, I choose to release the extra weight.
I choose to release the extra weight.
Top of that, I don't need the safety anymore.
I don't need the safety anymore.
Deep breath. Thank you, Joelle. Other people realize that issue is huge and universal and has nothing to do with food.
Yes. May I ask you, Carol, if I get this package, can I be helped with that, or would you have any better suggestion?
Well, people come to my abundance workshops and lose weight. Why? Because it's all about limiting beliefs.
Yes.
I don't belong there. I don't deserve there. I don't feel safe there. It's, you know, I'm too stressed out. So that's why it's interchangeable. So you can buy the package, but do the abundance work in the packages and then change the wording if you want. If you have deep cravings.
That's a great question. And thank you so much,
Thanks,
Joelle.
Joelle.
Okay. Thank you very much. Thank you. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
So, Lisa, there were some really key themes from Joelle, mm-hmm. which is like, you know, the appetite is not really the problem. Her first answer was, I just have a big appetite. That's not the answer. I mean, that right, there's something underneath a big appetite.
Right.
There's something underneath sabotage behavior, the fear of success. There's something underneath all these behaviors that we do that we're mad at ourselves for and we can't seem to change it and we're going to try another exercise program and another this and that. There are emotional challenges underneath, and when you get to the underlying emotional challenges, the sky is the limit.
I'm really glad she asked that question because, I didn't think that they were all interchangeable, but they are. Of course. I mean, listening to the subconscious blocks one that I listened to it gets to all sorts of family blocks, not just about money and success, but it gets to protection, safety, and those are the things where you develop blocks if it's financially, if it's weight, if it's relationships, it's all connected.
Yes.
Yeah. And you mentioned all of it in these recordings that you do because it's all about relationship anyway. It's our relationship to everything.
And in the hard copy, I think it's the hard copy of it's a 12 CD set, The Vibration of Abundance. I do
That's
6 hours
cool.
of talking about different things and procrastination and guilt and what blocks our abundance and the law of attraction. And then I have 6 live sessions with people that I did. that I recorded, and there's just nothing like getting in on a live personal session with someone. So you tap along with me, tap along with them. It's all tapping along with me. So you don't have to do any. You don't have to do all the hard work of figuring it out. Just tap along with me. And
I listened to that a while ago, and that right there is worth the value of the entire package. I mean, not only is it actually worth the value of the whole package, but it is so powerful because people are real, and we'll go through one more call, but it's what people say that I thought, oh my God, I didn't think anybody actually felt that way too, and I'm hiding for this reason, and yeah, that's very, very powerful when you have other people go through it with you. That right there, and it's a physical, huge 12 CD set. It unfolds, and it's I have it. It's really good. It's a really good one. Okay, once again, if you go to theawareshow.com/look, and this, I mean, not only is Carol a master at EFT and a master at helping people unblock fears and emotions, but she's such a safe person to go through this with, because as you can tell, there's no judgment, there's no agenda behind what she's saying in terms of, oh, well, you shouldn't do that. It's all, you know, she's heard so much that she's able to take that experience and move it into healing for so many other people. So this package is about abundance because it really is one of the biggest things that we hear about and that Carol hears about in her practice, which is one of the reasons we put this package together, because we want to provide as much healing for as many people as possible. But all of the products work together to help you identify any of the blocks that you have to achieve abundance with your health, to achieve abundance with your finances, to achieve abundance with your relationships. It's the energy of abundance and she goes deeply into the energetic principle of everything. And if you are feeling poor, you cannot attract the abundance that you're looking for, because it starts with the vibration. It's all about the vibration. It's a reminder for you to be able to go through this several times a day, and an assistance for you to be able to keep the tapping up in your life all of the time, so then it becomes a pattern. If you take 30 days to listen to all these material, and it'll take you about that long to listen to everything, it becomes a pattern. It becomes a habit, a good habit. So you can replace things like emotional eating with tapping. You can replace negative thinking with tapping. You can replace excessive spending with tapping. You can replace abusive relationships with tapping. These are things that you've all emailed in today about questions in here. You can replace depression with tapping. These are non-medical, 5,000-year-old Chinese system value and put into meridian therapy. So this is extremely, extremely useful. And Carol said something very important. It's lasted for, 20 years, 25 years, the tapping's been talking
more
about?
More than that. I think 2013 is 30 years. I think. I'm not sure.
30 years,
I know it was
right?
In the 80s. And I say to people, so I've been a therapist for 20 years, and 16 of those years I've been tapping. And I say to people, to my workshops, if I find a new tool that's better and faster because I care about results, I'll let you know. But until that time, I am still doing tapping because I haven't found anything that's faster, better, more complete in helping the person holistically move on to the new place they want to be. So I say, hey, I'm happy. You want to teach me a new technique? That's fabulous. But I've been to all the conferences. I read the stuff. I'm on the internet.
Yeah, you do.
It's my favorite.
Well, this is one of the techniques that I noticed that you can get results instantly, and then in a longer range, it can make complete permanent shifts. And that's what I've seen. A lot of people are asking, can we add in our meditation music? Can we do Reiki along with this? I mean, yes, whatever technique that you, I mean, what do you think?
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah,
the music would be wonderful. The first thing I was going to say, Lisa, the first thing I cleared on myself 15 years ago was insomnia. And I thought,
Wow,
this is really powerful. Well, of course, what was I doing? I was clearing my anxiety. And what do we think was keeping me up at night? All my anxiety.
Right.
So it's limitless as far as what can work with. But yes, you can work with other things. The point is you want to be focused on your target. What's the emotion you're trying to relieve? and tap while you're focused on that. There are a lot of people who don't say the reminder phrase, so when they're tapping on the points, they don't say, I'm really overwhelmed, They just are quiet. I find it more effective to make your ask yourself to tune in again.
To call
to tune
it out.
In, to call
point.
It out while you're tapping. But don't forget the other part that I said to Joelle, what's the downside to reaching your goal? And she said, I don't know, and that's okay, because tonight she's going to say, hey, I figured it out.
We could do a whole show on secondary gain.
Totally.
Secondary gain on what is the secondary gain for being overweight, for being lack of abundance, for being in a poor. There's a secondary gain where you're either keeping yourself safe, satisfying your fear, terrified to make money because it would take you away from your children. I mean, there's a whole, we could do a whole series on secondary gain. I know this.
And I ask people, what's the upside of staying where you are? And people say, well, then I don't have to change. I don't have to rock the boat. Nobody's
going
to criticize me if I get, you know, my business off the ground and my friend's business is, you know, isn't working. And, you know, there's an upside to staying where you are. There's an upside to sabotaging yourself with procrastination, or else you wouldn't do it.
Right. Absolutely.
We've got to understand and be kind to ourselves. We're doing the behaviors, even if they seem really out of it for us, even if we're, you know, eating obsessively or drinking obsessively or sabotaging or procrastinating or ruining all our relationships. You're doing it for a reason. We've got to find out why. And then we tap on the fear, the safety, or the identity, or whatever issues behind it.
I just interviewed this really interesting person about diet and how when we get addicted to certain foods, it literally sets up an addiction pattern in the brain that mimics that of cocaine or heroin.
Yes.
And so the more you eat the foods that are bad for you, like the sugary, salty, fatty foods, the more you crave them. So it was great. It was Dr. Pam Peake, and she talked all about the addiction, but the solutions weren't really there. If you could infuse in every time you go to reach for that sugary, salty, fatty thing, do the tapping around it, because it's all about emotional eating. So if you, to end that addiction and any other addiction, if you could do the tapping around the food, then you can break the addictive pattern.
Absolutely.
That, you know, for good, which is huge and essential. I mean, just to start with that. Okay, we have one more question that I would love you if you could.
Say one more thing about the cravings, though, what you were just saying?
Yeah.
Okay, so everybody who has a craving to sabotage themselves, a craving not to go to the gym, a craving to eat the worst food that you could possibly imagine, tap for a couple of minutes with intensity. Even though I really want this, I crave it, I've got to have it, and then just drop it, and then go on. If you want to eat it, that's fine, but keep doing the tapping on the craving. Cravings feel real, but they're actually emotionally driven. And I know when I have a craving, oh, dear Lord, it feels like, I know it's all about the Oreo cookies.
Right.
But it's not. It's about your stress and your overwhelm and your frustration and your irritable. So, but huge, huge changes can happen by, even though I have these cravings for what I'm, you know, that salty, sugary food, I accept myself anyway, nighttime eating that people go through, stress, boredom, all those reasons to eat.
Well, that's a great point, because then you can break the pattern. All right. So we're going to go to one more call, if you will indulge us. If you, thank you very much. This is from our caller in Washington, D.C. If you, let's see here, your phone number ends in 4671. Our caller in Washington, D.C. Do you have a question for Carol Look?
Oh, yes. Hi, Carol. I've been listening to your things. I really like your approach, and I find you very creative when it comes to those statements, and that seems to be a good part of your success.
Thank you.
And I wanted to know what to do with depression. Actually, I'm a therapist, and I have to work with somebody who's extremely depressed, and I just wonder if you could give me some guidance as to how to work with this person.
So, and what's your name?
My name's Kathleen.
Hi, Kathleen. Well, what I would do with someone who's depressed, you absolutely have to make sure they're being followed by the right medicine, the medical profession, right, and you as a therapist. And what I would do is, the immediate symptom, so not just I feel depressed, right? I know it's called depression, but what is that like to you? Oh, my head is fuzzy. Oh, well, I can't really see straight. My body feels heavy. Get her to describe what depression means to her, and that's your target. Even though I'm so tired, I can't even get off the couch. Like, this is what people are doing. They're doing too much global work, even though I feel depressed. Right. We all call it that. What do you actually feel, see, hear in your body? Okay. I've had people say to me, I've got this rushing in my head and I can't focus. I'm all foggy, even though I feel foggy and I can't focus. Because people who feel depressed can't focus.
Right.
Right? So just keep getting her to talk about it.
Okay.
And ask her some funny questions. This is for all of you listening. Please do not tune out, even if you don't have depression in your life or your family. How did you learn how to be depressed? And they're going to say, what? How did you learn how to be depressed? You have to learn that. You are either criticized into it, taught it by your parents, you've either got the chemistry, all of the above, right? You have to learn how to be gloomy, doomy, things don't work out for me, I feel terrible. You actually learn that habitually, physiologically you learn it, chemistry-wise and emotionally. So see if she could answer. It's a fascinating question. At the very least, it'll make her go inside and go, that's weird. Why is Kathleen asking? That's weird. I think mm-hmm. Then she'll say, I think I came out at age zero as depressed. Good to know. Then it's even though I inherited depression from my mother's womb, blah, blah, blah. You know, then you get creative that way. Does that make sense as just a possibility?
Yes, but I also noticed that she tells herself a lot of negative. She believes a lot of negative thoughts. Like that she can't do it, that she doesn't know what to do. And, you know, so she's got like this cycle of negativity, you know, that she doesn't even know that she's doing that. She just, she's not, you know, she just thinks that's just the way it is. So she just keeps thinking that.
So what I said, if you grow up in France, you speak French, she had to learn that.
Yes.
Now, what you say to her, so she says, I can't do it. I don't know how to do it. This is for everybody listening. The topic is you say to her, gee, what would be the downside? What would it be like for you if you actually did know what to do and you did know how to do it? What do you mean? That's not me. Okay, let's try it again. What do you think it would be like for you if you knew how to do it? And she's going to come out with some incredible insight about, well, then there's no room for me and my mother at the same time. I mean, something's going to come out. If that makes sense to you, Kathleen, something's going to come out. You take the opposite. So she's saying, I can't do it. I don't know what to do. I don't know how. Right? Flip it on her and say, well, what if you did know how? What would change in your world? What kind of boat would you be rocking then?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's
good.
Thank you. And it's great that you're listening as a therapist. We get a lot of therapists on the phone. Thank you so much for your phone call. I appreciate
it. Thanks, Kathleen.
Right, thank you.
Thank you. I mean, we have run over on this call and have not lost one person because we could go on and on and on with these various different types of, I mean, there's clutter, there's procrastination, there's not only success, but all sorts of things that Carol does the tapping on in the special offer package and in the all of the different things that she's got in here. And
so
I mean,
same questions, Lisa, same questions. So when someone's procrastinating, well, what's the downside of getting that stupid website done? What's the upside of not getting it? You know, what's the upside of staying where you are? Never thought of it that way.
Course.
I just like to punish myself for being a procrastinator. Ooh, right?
Very good
upside,
point.
Downside. What's the downside of reaching your financial goals? There's no downside. Sure there is. Oh, yeah, my sister won't like it.
Mm-hmm. I'll get judged from this person. Yeah.
Got it?
Definitely. I mean, there's so much information here. As I said, we could go on and on and on, but people who are interested, I mean, as I said, just that one CD set, that 12 CD set, is worth the entire package alone with what the barriers that you can get through to. But then Carol gets into the fine-tuned part about the subconscious blocks, the stuff that you don't even know is there. And who else could guide you through that? Because you're not aware of it. You need somebody else to be able to open that up for you who's trained in this. And the results are incredible. You get a result for the first time you try it, but then consider going into tapping for 3 months. I mean, for 30 days, for the whole 30 days. Then you can reverse a long-term problem. And that's I just love the fact that you do this and you're committed to it, Carol. And what you've put together here is great for my listeners. Thank you for doing that, too. I know that was a big, huge, you worked very closely with my team to get this much stuff packed into one place.
My pleasure. And remember, I'm kind of all about results because I'm impatient. So I want it to work for people. It worked for me. Financial, physical, relationship, the insomnia I talked to you about. I mean, it has worked on so many things I lost count and so many things with my clients. And I want I want people to be successful. I want people to release these blocks. We all have them. Let's move on from the success blocks. It's, you know, it's time to move forward, but you got to have a technique that actually works in the energy system, not just a left brain, let's write down our goals on a piece of paper. Right? We need something deeper.
Yeah, that'll work. And I know that you put this specifically together for the Aware Show listeners. So if you were to go anywhere else, if our listeners went anywhere else and they saw these different things on Carol's website, you're not going to find this for $97 anywhere else. So it's a lot of different things in one place, and it's a huge value, and it goes away in a couple of days like all of our products do, because we work really closely with the guests that we have great relationships with, deeply discount this, because it's all about getting this information into the people's hands so that you can have conscious, healthy, happy, thriving lives, and then go on, of course, to help others with that. And that's the whole point. This package might sell out because we have a certain limited amount of these items, as Carol knows. So if you can get into this right now, it's a beautiful, beautiful offer. So thank you also, because I wanted to offer as much as we could on the call and giving people the opportunity to, I mean, check your level at the beginning of this call to now, and how much more focused are you? How much more on purpose? How much clearer are you? Do you feel that you can conquer your issues right now? And it's from just, you know, 60 minutes of being on the phone and learning and doing the tapping and moving the energy and anything that might have gotten stuck in those energy centers is now shifted. And that's so awesome. So thank you. Thank you, Carol. You're fun.
My pleasure. And remind, the last three products are electronic, so they get them immediately. And
cool.
The first three are physical and will be shipped to them. But they get the immediate downloads in 2 seconds of the last three products.
And I know you did the other one enough already. That's brand new.
Yeah.
That's cool.
That was an inspired moment in July.
Yep, that's what, exactly. Enough already.
3 hours.
Uh-huh. That's beautiful. And there's a whole free gift on there for people. So go to theawareshow.com/look. There's also a free gift on there for people. So it's all there for you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. You're so fun, Carol.
My pleasure. I'm so happy I met you in person in New York last month. So much fun.
That was great. You're a total girlfriend. I mean, you just hang out and you're fun and you're chatty. And
that was a good time. But thank you for having me on this series. Congratulations. I know it's been very successful and I'm listening to lots of the people. So
great. Yes.
Good.
Yes. It's been a beautiful journey. So
thank
you. All right, Carol, we'll talk to you again sometime soon.
Sometime soon. Thanks, everybody.
All right.
Thanks, Lisa.
All right. Bye-bye. All right. And for my listeners, I did understand that this is a beautiful thing, and it's a beautiful – oh, gosh, if Carol's still there, there's a listener who said that we're going to be on her gratitude list for the day, Carol and I, because of this wonderful, generous call that we've put on together and all abundance on all levels. So that was really a wonderful thing to say for our wonderful listeners. Thank you all so much. And once again, go to the website, which is theawareshow.com/look. There is so much information there for you. It's all about shifting your energy at the core level, at the meridian level, where it is beyond just talk therapy. This is getting into the cellular structure of the body and rewriting the code. And for wherever we picked up those negative codes, there's something to override that. And it takes practice, and it takes commitment, and it takes energy, and it takes the desire to want to live in a different way and not to waste your energy on the negative emotions or the negative patterns. It's really a waste of your time on this planet if you think about it that way. So take advantage of this. Take the time to shift now. And if it's the weight that's weighing you down and you cannot figure out how to unlock that pattern, this is one of the things that I think is the strongest for getting out of that addictive emotional eating pattern and really having the true health and the body that you want and that you are excited about having. So take it to the level that you want to. And I invite you to stay with us. And next time we've got a great guest coming up this Friday as well. So until next time, I invite you to stay aware.